You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are watching and listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, and well, we are interviewing Stephen Stewart, CEO of our sponsors, Orfinders Resources, and chairman of Mustango River Resources. And in full disclosure, I'm an Orfinders shareholder. And Stephen got some exciting news, a recent new joint venture agreement, joint venture option and equity investment from major gold producer Kirkland Lake Gold. And you know them well, they're cash rich. They're producing over 1 million ounces of gold per year. And that number is only going up. The properties we're talking about here, the projects are nearby to Kirkland Lake's main production site, their main mines. And Stephen, it's got to be an exciting time for you and the companies.
And it absolutely is, Carrie, and good morning. Thank you for having me. Always good to be with you and your audience. And I'm absolutely thrilled to be here to talk about this really transformational agreement that we assigned, signed with Kirkland Lake Gold. And it's also a little special in the sense that it's unique that we managed to do it on behalf of both the companies you're mentioning. Of course, Orfinders Resources and Mustango. So, I mean, to my knowledge, I can't remember a major mining company signing a deal simultaneously with two juniors. Obviously, the connection between the two juniors is me and our team. We're all integrated. And as it turned out, the deals were almost identical, really, in terms, because both at the time, both companies had a very similar market cap. Both companies had a very similar cash position. And, you know, both the equity investments. So Kirkland is taking 9.9% interest in both companies. So it's buying, let's call it 10% of the shares of each of the companies for about a $5 million total investment there. And then beyond that, it's investing up to $120 million to earn 75% of the projects in the company. So it's what is that in effect? Due to our companies, well, that cashes us up between both the companies. And again, both are sort of 50-50 as I speak through here. Between them, they have $15 million in cash. And we've got Kirkland Lake Gold spending their capital on our assets for the foreseeable future. And so in effect, we've got a free carry on our projects until Kirkland Lake earns their interest. And so that opens up so many possibilities. First, let's talk about how that impacts our existing projects for both companies. We're sitting down with Kirkland Lake as we speak, and we're putting our heads together and we're going to be pointing our drills very, very shortly. So investors, once we've come to a consensus on where we want to allocate our first dollars, investors can expect a new plan, and that's going to include drilling. You're going to likely see us go back to our Knight project where we're currently drilling, just wrapping up the first phase. Now, I think investors can expect, and that's for Orfinders and for Mustango. Absolutely, investors can expect us to go back to the Kirkland West project, which is clearly of interest to Kirkland Lake because, as you said, we are their neighbors and their flagship asset, the Macassa, which is, of course, is in Kirkland Lake, Ontario, is the world's highest grade gold mine. And that it's the company's namesake. And the Macassa is the seventh mine to mine that single ore body over a period of over 70 years. And we anticipate that we have the potential to be the eighth. So we are those seven mines have gone east to west, and we're the next property west. And so I think Kirkland Lake has their stamp of approval. They see it the way we do. Obviously, they're investing significant capital and time to go out there and help us prove that. And I think if we can do that, our shareholders are going to benefit tremendously. And let's not forget their technical expertise. The Macassa mine They've been mining it for a long time. It's deep. Okay. And so they know where these faults run, east, west, north, south, et cetera. So to get their technical input about the in-situ resources, meaning we get the benefit of their eyeballs underground without us having to, you know, go fishing with deep drill holes. I think that could save us substantial capital in our exploration. So all in all, I think investors can expect us to continue putting drills into the ground. That's going to be the secret to our success for both companies, is don't stop drilling. Then on top of that, let's talk about our $15 million. In effect, it's orphan capital, meaning we can't spend it on our projects right now. I mean, we can, but Kirkland Lake is spending their money. So that's going to open the door to new opportunities, which is, I call it optionality that's baked into this deal that allows us, our group, Orefinders and Mustanga, to go out there and continue consolidating ore bodies in the district that complement our existing portfolio. We've been doing that for years, and that's been our business model, is to buy assets in a down market. Obviously, the market's not so much down anymore, but with that capital in our treasury combined with the back support of Kirkland Lake Gold, it opens up a whole bunch of opportunities. So I think shareholders can expect us to do some interesting things on that front. And the last point I'll make as I go on here, to sort of as demonstration of the type of deals that we've done in the past, it wasn't more than 18 months ago that we acquired our position in Mustango for $250,000. And then we've grown and we grew that company up to a $40 million market cap at one point in time. It's sold off in the Q1 of this year when gold's come out of favor. But, those are the types of transactions, one of many that our group has demonstrated in the past number of years. And with this war chest, time will tell. But I expect shareholders should stay tuned. I'm excited.
All right. So question is, does this change Orefinder's mission statement of being an explorer to more of a project generator at all in your view?
No, I don't think it fundamentally changes our objective. Our objective remains the same, which is to either find a new ore body, okay, in existing known areas like the Cadillac Larder Lake Trend where we're on, or expand on existing resources which we already are aware of. All of our projects have, except for Mustango's Kirkland West project, all of them have resources, so established. They're brownfields environments. So, we will be expanding, taking something that may be 500,000 ounces or 1,000,000 ounces and looking to double that, and beyond to grow the economics so that they become feasible ore bodies. That's an objective. Or, we find something unexpected. And there are countless of examples of exploration going on in environments like Kirkland Lake, which, again, is the third largest gold body ever discovered, ever mined, singular ore body. And so there is a lot more gold deposits to be found in our backyard, which is really fundamentally, let's call it Kirkland Lake to the Larder Lake Trend, which is at the border of Quebec. Between that 40-kilometer stretch, we are the third largest landholder behind Agnico Eagle and Kirkland Lake Gold. There are other ore bodies there, no question in my mind. However, we got to prove that. And now we've got capital and we've got partnership. We've got technical expertise, both in-house, but now we can lean on others as well. So it's an exciting time for both Orefinders and Mustango. So no, it doesn't change our objective at all. It just increases our odds of success.
And greatly expands your capabilities here as well, right?
Well, absolutely. Capital is an important part of capabilities. So, for us to be able to have the balance sheet that we have, obviously we've got no debt, and to have between the two companies $15 million, plus we have huge equitable marketable securities positions over and above that cash, which I don't consider to be cash, but nonetheless our working capital position are I would say excellent. Okay. And then to be able to lean on the expertise of Kirkland Lake again, just is going to prove very beneficial.
Yeah. Well, in this day and age, really, it's true. You can never be too well capitalized. And if something happens and you've got the money, then the opportunities no doubt will present themselves. What's going on with the drill programs for Orefinders and for Mustango?
Sure. Well, I'll talk about Orefinders first. We've been just wrapping up our program and our night project. We've come out with some pretty good results so far, 15 grams over nearly 4 meters. We had another 11 grams over 4 meters and a few other sort of very interesting intersections. This was primarily aimed at what we call the Tyrannite mine on the night project. And we were looking for the down dip extension, which we've proved is there. And then also the lateral extension of these ore bodies. So we can expand. As I said before, we're looking to, that's a known ore body or resource, and we're looking to make it bigger. And we've done so. We've proven that the mineralization was open and continues to be open on that project. So that is just wrapping up. We still have about 35% of our assays, which have been submitted to the lab, outstanding. So shareholders can expect continued news on that front. And then, of course, sticking with Orefinders, we had completed an IP survey and an MT survey, which are geophysical programs aimed at delineating targets on our McGarry project. This project is beside the Kerr Addison. So the Kerr Addison is the Macassa of its day, but it has shut down a while ago. And these technologies allow us to see deep, delineate targets. And then I think shareholders can expect us to announce a drill program on that one in the coming days, not days, excuse me, but in the near term. And then, of course, on Mustango, we've been drilling on our Kirkland West project. There's been great fanfare about that. We're drilling. That's the project directly adjacent to the Macassa, the one that I'm talking about, where we anticipate the extension of the Macassa ore body onto our property. We've drilled about 8,000 meters right now. We have released no results to date. But that's going to change, obviously. And we, in terms of our progress there, we're going to be shutting down that program in the not too distant future because of spring breakup. It's actually gotten too mucky and muddy and dangerous that we're forced to temporarily pause that one. And then we will have the full results coming out in the not too distant future on that one as well. It's very anticipated, myself included. I want to know these results. And then from there, what we're going to be doing is sitting down with Kirk Lake Gold, our new partners, right? So this partnership is just in its infancy. We want to give them all the information. They've already received all the, you call it the technical or digital data, but we got to get together, put our heads together, and then talk about where we're going to point the drills. So, you know, that process is not going to take that long, but that process has to occur. It's beneficial for everybody. And then we're going to come out with detailed programs for the balance of 2021 for both companies.
That's pretty exciting. So when you're negotiating with Kirkland Lake, you know, huge company, huge major gold producer, you've got two juniors, so that complicates things. How challenging were those negotiations?
Well, it's a very complex deal with lots of moving parts and then times two. Because of both companies. I think I have to give my hats off to Tony McCooch and his whole team. Corporate development team over at KL. I have a huge amount of respect for them operationally. Obviously, these guys are best in class, but also their corporate team is so strong. And Tony has been a huge leader for that company in its turnaround. I mean, it's been, Kirkland Lake has been a darling. I think any one of my peers are envious of the opportunity and the deal that we were able to do with Kirkland Lake. Let's make no mistake about it. Juniors want to have that stamp of approval from big guys like Kirkland Lake and majors like that. That just, I think it gives retail investors peace of mind. If a sophisticated world-class company like Kirkland Lake is investing in these companies, well, obviously there's something going on there. I think both at the asset level, but with the team. So, going back to your question, discussions started back in December between Mr. McCooch and myself, and I think he very quickly understood the value and the opportunity that a partnership, an investment in companies like us could present. And then obviously it takes time to hammer out these details because, as I said, there's a lot of moving parts. But look, they were professional across the board. And I don't think I could pick a better partner than Kirkland Lake Gold, given the fact that they are our neighbors. They're the dominant producer in the area and the success they've had in the last number of years.
Hey, and if you had to put your dream partner out there a year ago, 6 months ago, it would have been Kirkland Lake, right? I mean, that was always kind of part of the plan.
Well, no question. It still is today for us, you know, in our context. If we're operating in Africa, well, you know, that wouldn't make sense. But considering they are our neighbors, they're the namesake of the town of which they operate, and where we've focused our attention over the last 6-7 years, it's been all about consolidating our land packages, which we've done quite successfully in the Kirkland Lake District. So, and that wasn't by accident. This was all part of a master plan to focus on a specific area, which we understand the potential, the challenges, et cetera, acquired this portfolio at a low cost base. As I said, Mustango, we gained control of that company for $250,000. You know, you can't even get a condo in the suburbs of Toronto for that. Yet we control some, you know, pretty serious resources for that cost. And then ultimately, when the time was right, raised the capital, which we did in 2021. Those two companies raised well over $10 million, and then put that money, allocate that money into the ground on an intelligent basis. And we did a lot of homework before we point the drills. We make sure, you know, you got to do the upfront work. We did that in the balance of 2020, and then the later part of 2020, we started the drill programs, and they're ongoing as we speak. So I think that you call it new ore finders, new Mustango presents two silos of opportunity. One is value creation through discovery at the drill bit, and then of course optionality of new opportunities that present itself given our substantial balance sheet.
And as far as shareholders looking towards the future, when do they get to realize, you know, the benefits of this transaction? It seems like the market really hasn't quite comprehended it yet.
No, you're right. It's you know, and I can't explain the market and its reactions. I can always say that when we did take over Mustango, just to go back to this little anecdote, when we assumed our 31% position in Mustango for a cost of $250,000, and then it took us about a year to take over control of the company and wrestle it away from managers who we thought weren't doing right for shareholders. When we came out with that news release that we were, call it, victorious, and our slate of directors had taken over, Mustango was a 3-cent share the day before. It was a 3-cent share, maybe even traded down to 2.5 cents after we made that big announcement. It took a number of months for the market to pay attention. Okay. It was a different time, but it does take time for the market to truly understand why management did what we're doing. And as I said, these deals are complex and there's a lot of moving parts, but when you look at it holistically and when you look at it from 30,000 feet to gain the partnership and approval of a group like Kirkland Lake for them to allocate sums of money on the quantum of 9 figures, so $125 million over a period of time, obviously. But for them to commit that sort of capital into small companies, and make no mistake about it, Orefinders and Mustango were small companies the day before these announcements on an enterprise value, meaning you take our market cap and you strip out our cash, each of them were trading at $14 million. For us to sell those assets, call it forward sell some of the interest in those assets, we did so at an $80 million valuation at an asset level. So that's, you know, almost five times the valuation that we transacted upon. And that's not even considering the cash that we have, the $15 million of cash. So, I think I really like the economics of the deal. I like the, call it, the perception of the deal to get Kirkland Lake involved. This really, you know, we are forward selling some of our upside. There's no getting around that. But let me be very clear. There are no free lunches in this world. And what we've managed to do is we've covered our downside substantially. You can never completely cover your downside, especially in a risky industry like exploration. But considering how risky of an industry and a business we're in, for us to mitigate that downside is something that I'll always look to. And this really gives us longevity, sustainability, and we don't necessarily live or die by any one drill result. You know, we're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, definitely. The project has been de-risked in a major way, and perhaps some encouraging drill results when they come out. And I understand.
You bet. No, you're 100% right. Nothing's going to move the needle like drill results. You know, to me, that's why people invest in us, is to go out there and find something new, something sexy. And, you know, believe me, nothing has changed on that front.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. As a shareholder myself, I am looking forward to that day as well. Can't wait to hear about them, and hopefully you'll come back on and talk about them with us and explain their significance. And I guess you should go take a look at the websites. There's two of them that we're talking about. One is oregroup.ca. The other mistango.com, mistango.com. Ticker symbols for OR Group is ORFDF on the OTC and ORX on the TSX Venture, and Mistango is MIS on the CSE. Make sure you go sign up for notifications there so you can get those drill results as fast as anybody else out there. Stephen, this is really exciting news, exciting times, and we'll look forward to seeing the upside of this shortly.
It's coming, Kerry, and I appreciate the invite. And look, anytime an invitation is extended, I'm back on your show. So thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.